Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
Most churches have a fellowship hall, a space where members gather for all kinds of events other than worship services. For those of us who are believers, getting out of the pew and interacting with our brothers and sisters in Christ fosters a deep sense of community. Paul describes this kind of togetherness as being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Our Bibles usually translate it as fellowship of the Spirit. But today, the word fellowship has lost some of its original impact. To recapture what it was meant to convey, let's examine the word Paul uses in that verse. The Greek term koinonia means what we use the English word fellowship to express, that is, connection and camaraderie with others. What's more, koinonia carries a sense of participation in what God is doing. This seems reasonable given that the church and its believing members are Christ's body. Together, we enjoy His life and love in certain ways that we understand, and in other ways we don't fully grasp yet. Remembering our fellowship in the Spirit can help bring about unity in the family of faith. How can you foster this kind of fellowship in your own church and friendships?